Returning to Ukraine, US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to meet on Friday. Their discussions on the end of the war in Ukraine won't include President Volodymyr Zelensky. European leaders say he should be part of those talks. Well, Yuri Sack, a former advisor to Ukraine's Minister for Defence, is on the line now. Yuri, how is this Putin-Trump meeting being viewed in Ukraine?
Good morning, Keith. So, look, this meeting should be viewed, and it is viewed in Ukraine, as part of a larger framework of a negotiating process which started more than 6 months ago now. And at different stages of this process, we have seen, you know, bilateral contacts between the US side and the Russian side, followed up by contacts with our President Zelensky. So we should not view this outside of the context of this broader framework. And, you know, we as Ukrainians, we want to end this war more than any other nation on the planet. So, of course, we welcome any move on the part of our strategic partners, the United States of America, which can at least hypothetically bring closer the end to this war.
So you're saying it's part of a framework, part of ongoing meetings. President Trump has said in the past he planned to start off with Russia, and then there's a shot at organizing a trilateral meeting. Do you think that could be on the cards?
I think a lot will depend on what will be the outcome of this meeting in Alaska. Because if the meeting results in a vision which is realistic and acceptable to Ukrainian people, as well as to the European partners who understand very well the risks of appeasing the aggressor, then probably there will be room for further steps, including the trilateral meeting. But we'll have to wait and see till the outcome of that meeting in
Alaska.
Well,
what's acceptable then to Ukraine?
Well, to Ukraine, look, in our constitution, our territorial sovereignty is enshrined, and we will not accept any legal claim of Russia to the territories that they have illegally annexed or grabbed from us through force. If there is a ceasefire along the existing battle lines, existing front lines, and we are possibly ready to consider achieving more regaining of our territories through diplomatic means. But of course, we will never recognize Russia's legal title to the Crimea or Donbass or any other part of the illegally occupied Ukrainian territory.
But President Putin wants territory. How do you get around that?
Well, you get around it by how our President Zelensky described it yesterday. You want Russia to stop the war, you have to stop the Russian war economy. We believe that the U.S., together with our European partners, have all the leverages necessary to ensure that Russian war machinery stifles. Right now, Russia is going through a bad recession in their economy. They will not be able to continue to go on for any longer. So things like secondary sanctions, tightening sanctions on the Russian shadow fleet, making sure that Russia cannot sell its energy resources worldwide, that will all go towards crippling Russian economy, which will result in Russia being unable to prosecute the war. So that's the way forward.
But the optics on this meeting, President Zelensky looks out in the cold. Are you concerned?
Well, he's, our team, including President Zelensky, we are in touch with our American partners 24/7. So it's not like something is being discussed and we are not informed about it. Moreover, we inform regularly our American partners about our vision, about our position. So, we'll have to see how that meeting ends. But of course, we hope that our position will be taken into account. And considering that, the U.S. partners are very well informed about this, there are good chances. Look, this meeting overall is almost seen as, Donald Trump giving the last chance to Putin, because Donald Trump has been frustrated with the leader of Kremlin for a while now, right? He said that he's being tapped along. He said he's being lied to. So it's as if Donald Trump is giving Putin the last chance to come to grips with the reality and agree to a ceasefire and then hopefully to a more lasting and sustainable peace. So we have to be quite optimistic about this meeting, but we'll see what happens.
But look, on these talks, European leaders are clear. They want Ukraine to be part of them. Ursula von der Leyen says the path to peace can't be decided without Ukraine. That's where we seem to be at the moment in relation to this meeting. Is Europe doing enough?
Juring is very active, and in the last couple of days, we have seen, you know, joint statements from the European heads of state. Today, there will be a meeting of ministers of foreign affairs of European countries, and, you know, European partners are very active and vocal in terms of showing their support for Ukraine and in terms of sharing their vision of what a just peace will be. So we are thankful to our European partners for this, and we are confident that, you know, the U.S. will take this into account. And as for Ukraine, look, it is clear to everybody, you know, to the U.S., to European countries, even to Russia, that there cannot be any solution without Ukraine being present at the table. So we have to look at this meeting in Alaska as let's bring go back to where we started, as one of the stages of a more complex negotiating process with a lot of moving parts. Let's see what happens there, and then we'll be able to, you know, plan further steps.
Yuri Sack, a former advisor to Ukraine's Minister for Defence. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:30 and time for the news headlines with Karen Carthy.